Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Ein Be'Akel Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Yevomis Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara in Udalov tries to figure out what does a Soito mean when she said that she didn't do anything wrong when she was a Rusa. And the Gemara explains if she did something when she was a Rusa, and then the husband married her and was with her, so the husband did something wrong, and the din is the Brisa says V'niko Yishme Avoyin. That the husband is clean from his sin. From here you learn, Bizman Shahish Minukim Avoin. When the husband did nothing wrong, so then Hamai Boitkim is Ishtar. Then the woman goes through the experiment, through the checkup of a Saito. In Ish Minukim Avoin, if the person is not clean from Avera, he did something wrong, and Hamai Boitkim is Ishtar, then you don't check the Saito. So the Gemara concludes, it says, how can it be by a Russo that the husband married her and did something wrong, and then is checking her? You don't check a woman if the husband did something wrong. And 2-3 nikudos on this idea. The Chesed LaAvram, which was written by Avram Azulai, was the grandfather of the Chido, who wrote a big Sefer Kabbalah, he goes and explains in length that the idea of a Soito, the whole checkup of a Soito, is why. Because we know that our Boim Yoim Koidim Mitzirah Savlad, there's a baskel that says who's going to be the wife of who. And a woman who's together with the husband, she's supposed to be with that husband. They are meant to be together. They're destined to be married. But if the woman did something wrong, so then she's not on the same level of her husband. Her husband is a tzaddik, and she's a rishisha. So they can't be married. So that's why the soitos process goes through. She takes the water of the soito, then she dies from it, and then she comes back again in another Gilgul to marry her husband again and to be able to be together with the husband that she was meant to be with originally. But says the Chesed LaAvram, that's only if the husband is a tzaddik and the woman is not. Because then they were supposed to be together on the same level. But ein mizavgim the adam el lefi maisav. A person can marry someone only in the same level as he is. And if he's a tzaddik, she's not, she has to go through the process of soito. But if he's also a Rasha, if he did something wrong anyway, so then he fits very much his wife. So then the Maim Ein Boitkim is Ishtar. That's what the Gemara says over here. The wife doesn't check the soito if the husband did an Aveira, because then the husband and the wife are on the same level. There's no need to go and cause the woman to die and come back to the world. Because the whole process of the soito is really to make the husband and wife on the same level, and they are on the same level. That's the pshat in our Gemara, that if he's not menuke me'avoin, then ain't a mayim boitkim. They don't check her, they don't check the soito. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, the Tzidkas HaTzadik, has two pieces on our Gemara. And in the first piece, in Simen Nunches, he says that sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a person a simen mishamayim to know what he needs to fix. Because a person needs to always fix his averus. And if he does something wrong, something he doesn't realize he did something wrong. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends him signs. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends him some indications of what he needs to correct. And he brings a drasha, because it says, Ki koshalto ba'avrinecho, that's a pasuk, ba'u lecho michshaylim ba'avrinecho. There's some traps that come to you because of your avera to come and give you signs what you need to fix. And that's what it says by a person who kills b'shoigeg ve'eloikim ino le'yodek, Kadosh Baruch Hu caused him to do it because he needs a kapara, he needs to fix something, so that's why he has that sign. It says it's something, that's also pshat over here. That if a husband brings his wife and the water don't check her, that's a sign that he's also did something wrong. He also needs to correct himself. Eina mai boitkim if eino minuke ba'avoin. So if he brings the water and doesn't check her, that means he needs to do tshuva himself. And the second piece, in Oy Samech, Tzadik says something else. He says, whenever a person causes suffering to somebody else, directly, indirectly, intentionally or not, if he caused somebody else to get a punishment, the only way he could get out of it is if he is clean. If he doesn't have any problems with that Aveiro, so immediately he could give a Teichecho, he could give a rebuke to somebody, he could tell somebody to do something wrong, he could cause somebody to be punished for doing something wrong. But if he himself is not clean, and he himself does the same problem, he can't then go and give teichecho to somebody else. If someone causes somebody else to be embarrassed by telling him, oi, what are you doing? You're saying Lashon Hara. And he himself says Lashon Hara. So then, that will cause him to be punished as well. And that's what the Gemara Bavitzia says, is koishishu v'koishu. Kshoit atzmecha, First, fix yourself before you go to others. You can't go and punish somebody, cause somebody embarrassment, give to Yechecho, if you're not fixed. And if someone tries to cause somebody else to suffer and he's not aware of it, he doesn't know that he himself will be punished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mesoiviv, that he will not be successful. He says that to Pshat in our Gemara, that if Eina Ish Benukim Avoin, if he himself is not clean, so then my main Brit Kibishtu, he can't cause suffering to his wife. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow it to happen, so he won't be punished for causing suffering to somebody, and he himself is not clean. So to summarize, we have three explanations on our Gemara. The Chesed La'Avram says that the process of a Soita is to make the husband and the wife equal, to be in the same level. And if he's doing something wrong, they're anyway in the same level. Reb Tzedek's first pshat is that the fact he doesn't check his wife gives him a simon, a sign that he needs to correct something. And the second pshat of Reb Tzedek is that one cannot punish somebody else if he's not clean. That's why it's not going to work to punish his wife if he himself is not menuke. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotsko, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.